This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands of people listen to the program right here on Talk 980 AM KMBZ. The program can also be heard via podcast at SeniorCareLive.com and through the platforms Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Player FM Podcast. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. If you have a question, visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can call the phone number 1-800-331-6445. All right, today we have an excellent program for you here. Today we'd like to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here today.
All right, and it's great to have you. And David, you know, some of us are familiar with National Nurses Week, but I understand this is now recognized as National Nurses Month. So can you start out by telling us about the significance of this celebration?
Sure, Steve. I'm happy to. You know, National Nurses Week is observed each year starting on May 6th and ending on May 12th. Which happens to be the birthday of Florence Nightingale. So May 12th is her birthday, who was a trailblazing figure in nursing. She greatly influenced the 19th and 20th century policies around proper medical care and was known for her night rounds to aid the wounded and became known as the Lady with the Lamp. And her mission was to bring expert healthcare into people's homes, and that continues today with home health and hospice programs, such as those that we carry out at Kansas City Hospice. So a little bit more information. So in May 2020, recognizing the heroic work nurses did during the pandemic, this week-long celebration was expanded to the entire month of May. And it's a chance to highlight dedication of nurses across, you know, many settings of their work. Nursing is the largest healthcare profession in the United States, with over 3.8 million registered nurses nationwide. And as we all know, nurses, they work in hospitals, health clinics, long-term care facilities. And in the case of Kansas City Hospice, actually wherever people call home is where they work. And they provide, you know, home care, hospice. Many are specialized in areas like pediatrics and neuroscience and public health and mental health. And so promoted by the American Nurses Association, National Nurses Week encourages organizations such as ours and all across the country to celebrate and recognize the outstanding contributions that nurses make in healthcare every single day.
All right. That is excellent. I love that expansion due to just the recognition of last year, and well-deserved, I'll say that. So,
yeah.
And, you know, David, I don't think there's anyone who can say that they haven't been touched by the work of a nurse, and their contributions really do stretch across every single area of healthcare. Is there more you can share about the history of National Nurses Month?
Sure. From a historical perspective, proposals to recognize Nurses Week actually date all the way back to 1953, but frankly weren't successful until 1974, and that's when President Nixon issued a proclamation to recognize a National Nurses Week. And then in 1982, which is the same year that the hospice Medicare benefit actually came into existence, Congress and President Reagan at the time designated May 6th to be a national recognition day for nurses, formally recognizing the celebration. And then the American Nurses Association promoted the effort and later in the 1990s expanded the event to a week-long celebration known as National Nurses Week. And the week then concludes on May 12th, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, and what has been celebrated by the International Council of Nurses as International Nurses Day since 1965. Hmm. And then they always have a theme, and this year the theme is Nurses Make a Difference. And then finally, the World Health Organization declared 2020 to be the International Year of the Nurse in honor of what would have been the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale. And this declaration and honor was extended for another year. So the celebration of the nursing profession continues on all the way through 2021.
Excellent, excellent. And as you said, David, the impact of nursing to healthcare became even more apparent over this past year. I mean, glaringly apparent. Can you talk to us a little bit about the role nursing plays in end-of-life care?
Sure. You know, first, I think it's important to understand that nurses are highly educated, they're very skilled, but also multifaceted in their training and their expertise. The rigor of nursing education contributes to a professional knowledge of physical, mental, and emotional components of health and skills in critical thinking and problem solving. Hospice and home care patients really, I think, value their expertise because, you know, as well as the nurse's ability to help them understand and navigate a complex medical system, which is always difficult. Hospice and, for these reasons, that they fill a really important role within hospice as the case manager for the process. And they work closely with our team of physicians and other professionals to focus on the full spectrum of whatever the patient is needing with their serious illness and end of life. Our nurse managers oversee the direction and coordination of across all the disciplines, and that's called a plan of care, which is developed. And that's they work really closely with everyone to make sure that as things evolve, that key decisions are made and we adjust over time. And finally, nurse case managers also determine what type of counseling, education, and care family members may need before, during, and after the patient's death.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a big job. Big job.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge job, and thank goodness we have experts like this helping navigate all of this. So, in addition to case managers, are there other roles nurses fill in hospice?
You know, it's a good question, Steve. You know, one thing that's very unique about Kansas City Hospice is that we have dedicated admission nurses, and these are the nurses that often are the first person that a family comes into contact with when inquiring about hospice. And then they guide patients and families through a hospice assessment, the admission process, and they really do play a key role in educating families about end-of-life care. And getting everything off on the right foot is really important. Visit nurses, they can supplement the care being provided by the nurse case manager. And triage nurses, we have available 24/7. They receive calls about at-home emergencies or situation, and then they give advisement to family members on needed care. And so really, it's just a comprehensive system of terrific people that make it all happen.
That's a lot of nurses handling a lot of critical steps in that whole process. That's really impressive. And in an impressive streak of 19 years and counting, Americans have rated nurses as the number one most ethical and honest profession. And that's according to the most recent Gallup poll. So why do you think that is?
You know, I think that nurses provide unmatched expertise when it comes to the healthcare that they provide. And really what makes a nurse unique in any role, but certainly in hospice, is their ability to build a trusting relationship with patients and families. All of our caregivers become an intimate support to families at a significant time in their lives. But I do hear all the time from families who participate or that they anticipate when a nurse is coming and how important they are. They talk about how they particularly felt comforted by their nurse, and the compassion and kindness that they show is just really unmatched. And while the number one national ranking of nurses as the most ethical and honest profession is impressive, I think what really is equally impressive are the thousands of families right here in Kansas City who note that their satisfaction with the care that they receive by Kansas City Hospice, it's really important. And it's that care that greatly depends on our team of expert, compassionate nurses, and we're super grateful to them, always.
All right, excellent. And you know, I always learn something about Kansas City Hospice every time that we visit here on the program. I think it's really impressive that you have a nurse who is on the phone and or maybe in person, but there a nurse is that first point of contact rather than someone else who is not a nurse. And I'm sure, you know, someone else might be able to do a fine job, but I think having a nurse, I think that's just a level of excellence that I didn't realize that, and I'm really impressed by that, David.
Thanks, Steve. You know, we want to take care of our families, and that's a critical decision that we've made.
All right. And of course, I have a very soft spot in my heart about National Nurses Day, week, and now month. My wife, yeah. Susan, is a registered nurse, and you know, and I'll probably brag about her more maybe next week on the program, but she receives the highest ratings from with patient feedback. And we love Susan, and some of them say, you know, they look forward to seeing her every trip to the doctor's office, and she just gets the highest ratings. And you're right. Right. Almost every nurse, I think maybe every nurse that I have ever known, they're like that. They're caring, loving, and like you said, highly educated, high level of expertise. And I love nurses so much, I married one. So.
Good job, Steve.
So, all right. So David, we'll follow up here in just a second, but let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. Nurses are ranked as the number one most trusted profession, ranking above medical doctors, judges, and even teachers. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Nurses are ranked as the number one most trusted profession, and that's ranking above medical doctors, judges, and even teachers. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And David, tell us about that.
Well, Steve, according to Gallup, nurses have been the number one ranking profession since the inception of the list in 1999. And that's with the exception of 1 year, and that's following September 11th, when firefighters were ranked number one, earning the highest score to date for any profession, beating out nurses by just one percentage point that year.
All right. That's really, really interesting. I did not know that. So, David, you're always teaching me something new.
I try.
And David, before the break, we discussed a lot of great information about recognizing the important role that nurses play in healthcare, and you shared the role of nursing in hospice. But May is also National Mental Health Awareness Month. So I wanted to spend a little time talking about mental health today. And joining us today is Susan Wurtenberger, team lead and grief support specialist at Kansas City Hospice. And Susan provides education about grief and loss and offers counseling to people who struggle with grief, loss, and trauma. And she began her career as a teacher and school counselor before moving into the therapeutic settings to work with children, teens, and adults. And, you know, grief is natural, and it will be felt differently and uniquely by everyone of all ages. And Susan strives to help others develop coping strategies and healing. That's super important. Susan, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Great to have you here. And you know, Susan, more and more often people are realizing that caring for your mental health is just as important as your physical health. Would you agree with that?
I would, Steve. It's an important point because we're seeing an increased need in the number seeking support. And you know, our hospice and palliative care is about quality of life and comfort. And to provide that, you must care for the whole person, which includes not only the physical needs, but, you know, the spiritual, emotional, and mental health needs. And for this reason, end-of-life care includes services provided by our non-denominational chaplains, our art, music, and other expressive therapists, licensed social workers, and grief counselors. At Kansas City Hospice, the whole family is eligible to be included in this care.
Excellent, excellent. And is grief really considered a mental health need?
That's a great question, Steve. It absolutely is considered a mental health need. Although in the U.S., we've had to come a long way for grief to be recognized as a mental health need. As you said earlier, grief is universal, and it's something that we all have or will experience in our lifetimes. It accompanies one of life's most significant and challenging transitions, the death of a loved one. Often that death is someone who's had a significant presence in your life for a long time, whether it be as a parent or a spouse, a child or a friend. Although grief is a common human experience, it hasn't been widely recognized as a mental health need. And as a result, there's a lack of experience among traditional mental health providers in providing that specialized counseling for grief. What's unique is that Kansas City Hospice provides anticipatory grief support to hospice families, which precedes the expected death of a loved one and continues for a full year following the death. We also offer a unique mental health counseling program called Passages for those coping with complicated grief, the combination of trauma and loss, and other difficult life transitions. Our Solace House Community Center for Grief and Healing serves youth as young as age 3 up through adults of all ages with individual and family counseling and peer support groups. Unlike those who receive Kansas City Hospice bereavement support, which typically follows an expected death due to serious illness, these individuals and families have often experienced a sudden and unexpected death, like a health event, an accident, suicide, or even homicide. In our Passages program and at Solace House, we have counselors who are trained to provide highly effective therapy to kids and teens who are struggling with concerning symptoms of grief. You know, that timely support for these kids and their families is really important to teaching them good, healthy coping skills and preventing grief from negatively affecting their health and well-being throughout their lifetime. To support those kids and families, we also offer Camp Aaron and Camp Carousel, our grief support camps, which we're really excited to announce will be resuming in a modified format in 2021.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. So many things are now going to be offered, even if in a modified form this year. So that's really exciting. So could you tell us more about the types of psychoeducational groups facilitated by Kansas City Hospice Grief Support?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. As you may know, Kansas City Hospice has been a leader in traditional educational groups like Navigating Grief, The Grief Journey, Partner and Child Loss Groups. And we've even developed several groups that we've called our Expressive Series. This includes easing grief through writing or journaling, book discussion, yoga, art, cooking for one, and sorting through.
So sorting through, so that sounds really interesting. Tell me more about that one.
Sure. Those of us in the grief field understand that maintaining connections to our loved ones while remembering them and the qualities that made them unique and special to us is a critical part of the mourning process. People who talk about their loss soon after the death occurs and continue to honor the memories of their loved ones almost always fare better emotionally as compared to those who avoid enduring connections. Our grief support staff began to notice patterns in our clients' questions and concerns about sorting through and finding a new home for their loved ones' belongings. So we created an educational and support group that would address the timing and process of sorting through both the everyday and sentimental items collected over a lifetime.
That is excellent. And Susan, you mentioned something earlier that, first of all, and again, I learn something every time. So you actually provide anticipatory grief support prior to the death of a loved one. And then that continues on for an entire year. And you said something really, really important that I didn't realize the benefits until I actually experienced that through the terminal illness and death of my father many years ago. I always thought, you know, hospice takes care of the patient. And of course you do. But you were there just as much for the family. You are there for the families. And our hospice provider many years ago, they provided a tremendous amount of support for the family. And that just, I was a little bit surprised by that because I didn't know what to expect, but I am fully aware of that and would just like everyone to know that this is as much of a service for families and the loved ones of the person who is in that dying process. So, David, can you and Susan hang on just for a few more moments after the break? I have a few more things I'd love to discuss with you.
Sure, Steve. We'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of every recent episode of this program, again at seniorcarelive.com. And David and Susan, thanks for staying over with me a little bit longer than anticipated. Just a few other things I wanted to get to. And, it sounds like finding ways to remember and honor loved ones is a big part of coping with loss. And David, is there anything else that you might want to highlight for us today?
Sure, Steve. You know, I just like to comment that Susan and the entire team do a phenomenal job, and sorting through, like she just talked about, is just a great example of their hard work when they come together to find ways to support the community. I'd just like to highlight that our grief support services that we offer at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, they're at no cost to participants, thanks to our generous donors. And our services are open to the greater Kansas City community. And if space is available, anyone who's experienced the death of someone can register for a group like the ones that we've described. They can request a camp application, which is also free, or orientation at Solace House or therapy, in our Passages program. So, you know, we believe that our grief support services are valuable for grievers, And we want to provide support for those in our community that could really benefit from these experts that we are so fortunate to have on our team.
Absolutely. Very, very fortunate. And David, what's the best way to contact you if listeners are interested in any of these groups or Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care Services?
You know, Steve, our website is a great resource for grievers and those facing end-of-life issues. It has our group information, our camp information, information on both Passages and Solace House, and some articles and information about grief and how to support grievers. So our main phone number is always available for those that are less comfortable with electronics. So I'll just mention that our website is kchospice.org, or our phone number is 816-363-2600.
All right, kchospice.org or 816-363-2600. And clearly the work of Kansas City Hospice does not stop. And there are so many ways people can continue to help their fellow community members. And David, I have one more question for you related to how we as a community can support each other, particularly as we grieve the loss of loved ones and remember them together. Now, for decades now, Kansas City Hospice has held a community ceremony, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's called the Circle of Lights, and it offers individuals and families a very powerful way to remember their loved ones. And rain, shine, and even through a pandemic, this this event has occurred every single year the week before Memorial Day. So, David, last year you took the event virtual, which is certainly understandable, and presented what I thought was a beautiful program of remembrance online. And what are you planning this year for this beautiful event, Circle of Lights?
You know, it's a great question, Steve, and I'm glad you appreciate it. You know, the event is so meaningful to not only the families that we serve at Kansas City Hospice, but to the people throughout the community who've experienced the death of someone that they cared for or loved. So I'm happy to say that, yes, we're hosting Circle of Lights once again this year, the evening of May 25th at 8 p.m. That's the Tuesday before Memorial Day. And although, you know, vaccination has become more available in the Kansas City area, we want people in all situations to be comfortable with participating. So we're again going to gather virtually as a community in an online way. So we've developed a program and are developing a program that will be meaningful and powerful for families. And the online format is exciting in its own way because, frankly, it allows people from all over the country to participate. And last year, we had more than 700 households tune in. So wow. It was quite popular last year. So if you have someone that you love that you'd like to be recognized, you can go to our website at kchospice.org/in remembrance. So that's IN remembrance. You can make a secure donation to tribute your loved one if you choose. And you can request that a candle be lit in their name for display on the site. And you'll be asked for your email address, and then we'll send you a link to join us to participate in the community event. And again, that's going to be held on May 25th at 8 p.m.
And that's excellent. And David, you know, so many things everything's... Okay, so the whole last year plus, everything's gone virtual. A lot of times that's okay, and sometimes it kind of falls flat and loses something. You and the team did a spectacular job. Although it's not quite as good as being in person, but that was really, really well done. I felt the emotion. I felt the connection. You did a great job with that last year.
Thank you, Steve. You know, that was early on in everything that we were dealing with, so I appreciate that. And I think the team will take it again, like they always do, to the next level. So I can't wait for May 25th this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that is excellent. So again, that's the Circle of Lights Life Celebration, and it's the evening of May 25th at 8 p.m. And for more information, you could go to kchospice.org/in remembrance or 816-363-2600. All right, David and Susan, thanks so much for being here today and staying over with me a little bit. I appreciate your time and appreciate all that you do for our community, and just want to thank you again.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Again, thanks to David and Susan from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And I'll tell you what, I've participated in the Circle of Lights Remembrance Program the last couple of years, maybe 3 years, but it is a beautiful program. And it's very powerful. It's moving. I always give tribute to my father in remembrance and the lighting of the candle and everything. And even online, that was just great. It was so well done last year. And I agree with David, the team will take it to the next level. It will be even better this year. So again, if you would like to remember your loved one or participate in the program, it's called the Circle of Lights. And you could go online to kchospice.org/inremembrance, or you could just give them a call if you'd like at 816-363-2600 if you'd like to participate in that program. It really is a beautiful and powerful ceremony, and I think you'll be surprised at how well this is done online, even though it's not in person. It very, very well done. So congratulations, KC Hospice. I'm looking forward to this year's event. Okay, so I'm going to spend the rest of the program talking about one of our core categories, and that is how to pay for senior care. And so, you know, a lot of times that's the big elephant in the room. So we can work out all sorts of details and then, oh, how are we going to pay for that? And sometimes, you know, sometimes as in you know, the hospice services, most insurance companies, even private insurance companies, and then, of course, Medicare pays for hospice services and support. And that's excellent. And Medicare and insurance companies will also pay for some skilled nursing and rehab and some other things. But once you get into bringing in a home care company or maybe going to an adult daycare program or maybe moving into an assisted living community or even into a long-term care community, they do not pay for those sort of things. So now we're talking about, you know, custodial care in these communities. And then, of course, home care is in your own home, and adult daycare is exactly what it sounds like, adult daycare, typically for adults with cognitive issues. So what type of insurance can help you pay for that, or is there a type of insurance? The good news is, yes, there is. It's called long-term care insurance. And, you know, back in the day, this used to be called nursing home insurance back in the 90s. I had a friend in the insurance business, and he said, no one seems to want to talk to me about buying this nursing home policy, nursing home insurance. He said, it's great coverage, and, you know, it's really expensive if you have to pay for it, but it just doesn't sound very exciting. And I wasn't surprised that he had a little bit of a difficult time discussing that with folks. People just didn't want to think about it. And frankly, it was very limited. It was just limited to your stay in a nursing home. That's literally what it was called at that time. So long-term care insurance is a special type of insurance that very specifically pays for long-term care, and that would include, so it's really expanded today. So it includes in-home care through a home care provider. It would include your stay in an assisted living community, and I've talked about that in depth in the past, adult daycare, and then services provided at a long-term care community, and again, sometimes referred to as a nursing home. So there's a catch to this. This isn't Obamacare or something like that, where, you know, everyone can qualify. You must qualify for long-term care insurance with what? With your good health. And you could be declined if you have any substantial pre-existing health conditions. And I met with a really nice couple, it's been about a month ago. And he said, Steve, my wife is in worse health than I am, and she got covered and I was declined. And he said, I'm doing really well. And I said, well, why did they decline you? And he said, because one of my parents died of a certain disease before a particular age. So that indicated family history, and boom, they declined me. So he was not very happy about that. So the point is, you have to qualify with your relatively good health. And that's just the beginning of a lot of information I'm going to share with you coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And I'll tell you what, once in a while, you got to take a break and just have a giggle. All right, so I have a few, and some of these are better than others, but anyway, we'll give it a shot here. So my wife asked me what I was going to do today, and I told her nothing. She said, "You did that yesterday." And I said, "I know, I wasn't finished." All right, here's another one. My wife just stopped what she was doing and said, "You weren't even listening, were you?" And I thought, wow, that's a pretty weird way to start a conversation. Okay, and then the last one, here's a picture of a really very crabby looking lady. And she said, "I'm a social media pioneer. I've been unfriending people since back in the 50s. All right, so I've been getting some pretty good feedback on that. I think most people enjoy the break. Sometimes we get pretty intense here on Senior Care Live. We talk about really serious things, and it's I think it's good once in a while just to have a little fun and just tell some jokes. Some of them are better than others. My kids told me one of them was kind of lame, but anyway, you know, what do they know? So, so we're talking about long-term care insurance, and again, long-term care insurance is a special type of insurance that specifically pays for long-term care, and that includes home care, assisted living, adult daycare, and then services provided in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. You do have to qualify with your good health. So if you've had some major health issues, it could even be some, you know, a little more minor that could disqualify you from obtaining and that type of coverage. So first of all, I want to talk about a deductible. I don't know why they call this an elimination period. Someone actually told me something the other day that kind of made sense, but I still think this is a deductible. But if you want to know on your policy or any policy that you may be considering, the elimination period is essentially a deductible that says you'll pay for the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 180 days. And then after that point, then the policy begins to pay you that daily benefit. And so probably the most common elimination period that I've seen over all the years is a 90-day elimination period. So you'll pay for the care, whatever it is, for the first 3 months. And then on that 91st day, then the policy is in that payout mode, and it'll start paying your X dollars per day, whatever your benefit is. So that's the elimination period. If you choose a shorter period or a smaller deductible, okay, the premiums will be higher. So these are some of the things that can be adjusted to affect your premium. If you have a longer elimination period, that's more out of pocket for you up front, but that also lowers your monthly or annual premium. If that makes sense, just like on our home, or let's say your automobile coverage. If you have a $100 deductible, your premium is X dollars. If you have a $1,000 deductible, it's a lot more out of your pocket. Your premium is going to be lower, right? So that's how that works. Same thing with long-term care insurance. And then there's a daily benefit amount, and that is the amount of money that this policy will pay you per day. Again, for home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and long-term care, okay? So I say, in my humble opinion, you need at least $200 a day, and I would actually opt for a minimum of $250 a day, and that is, you just about have to have that to pay for the most expensive level of care, which is that long-term care, that nursing home level. $7,500 a month is pretty common, and that's for a shared room. But at least that would get you in there and get your care covered. So $250 a day is the benefit that I would recommend. And this can alter the premium. So the higher the benefit, you know, the more it pays you per day, then the higher the premium will be. And also, I think this goes without too much thought, but if you have savings or investments and you're able to pay $100 a day for your care from your own resources, and you need $250, then just get long-term care to supplement that at $150. So if you can kick in $100 a day and your policy kicks in $150 a day, then there's your $250. Right. And if you don't have any resources, then your policy needs to pay out $250. So it could be a combination of your resources plus the insurance benefit. And then this is an absolute must, in my opinion. This is just not negotiable. You need to have the inflation rider on your policy. And that means that the coverage increases by 5% per year. And then that helps keep up with the rising cost of senior care. Because guess what? All of this stuff is going up 3 to 5% per year. All of these different programs. On average, that's going to affect, the cost is going to be a lot more expensive 10 or 20 years down the road than it is today. And if your policy isn't keeping up with those rising costs, you're going to fall way short 10, 20, 25, 30 years down the road when you need it the most. It's going to fall short. And I've seen that happen, and it was a really bad thing. So don't let that happen. Just take old Steve's word for it and get the 5% per year inflation rider. And then I recommend a term of 5 years. Again, you could go a shorter term, the premium will be less, but all of the statistics that you want to look at from anywhere will state that your average length of stay in senior care communities and throughout the time needing care is 5 years. And so that's why you see so many 5-year policies. You can get longer coverage period, and that would be even better just to be covered, but the premium will be higher on that. So just make note of that. And you know, they used to sell, back in the day, they sold lifetime benefit policies. And then guess what? These insurance companies started losing their shirts on these things. They were paying out just massive amounts of money, and they quit selling them. Unfortunately, I wish I could have nabbed one of those. So get a 5-year policy, a 5-year term, and that'll do you well. And then I don't have a lot of time to explain this in depth, but in my opinion, this must be a state participating plan, meaning that the state will match you dollar for dollar the amount of money that your long-term care insurance policy paid out. So a quick example, if your insurance policy paid out $100,000 for your care and later you should qualify for Medicaid, that Medicaid spend down amount is down to $100,000, not $2,000 or $5,000. So at that point, you've essentially protected $100,000 or the amount that your policy paid out. And last but not least, seek out a professional insurance representative that can represent multiple companies so that he or she can shop around for the best rate and the best fit possible. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.